Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This is Christina here with Reach For It Radio. We are on bbsradio.com. So happy to be on our new station. And for all of you who followed us over, who have listened to our old show on Big Country Publishing Radio Show, featured on iTunes as well as the CTR Network, welcome to you guys. Thank you all. I received a lot of emails and feedback. And you guys sound like you're just as excited as I am for the new content, the new look, and just the new beginnings. So thanks to all of you. Well, today's show is an important show to me because I have a passion about books, which is probably why I opened a publishing company years ago. But I also have a passion for what books can do for people's lives. And it's not just about my business in the book business. It's about getting your message out. It's about finding inspiration from a book as a reader. It's about writing and the creative process and the healing process that you go through with writing. So we're talking about writing today. We're talking about writer's block. I'm going to give you guys a lot of tools and tips, some things that I do in my writing coaching, give you guys a little free coaching out there. And did you know that 81% of Americans say they have a book inside of them? So you might be one of those 81% out there that have a book inside of you. Maybe you've always thought you should write a book. Maybe people have told you, being in the spiritual book business as I am, I can't tell you how many times I have clients come to me that say they had a reading at a psychic fair or they had their astrology report done and they were told they have to write a book. So you might have been encouraged by family and friends, or you might have had an internal desire to write a book. You know, maybe you've always dreamt of being a published author. Well, it's really easier than you guys think. And you don't have to get a big book deal from a big publishing house anymore. We're so lucky that the publishing industry has changed. And this is a really interesting statistic for me, and I think you will enjoy it as well. Did you know that self-publishing has risen 59% in the past 2 years? And since 2007, self-publishing has risen 422%. So a lot of people are getting their books out. They're writing it, they're publishing it, and they're getting it out to the world. So before we get into some tips today with tackling writer's block and getting inspired, I'd like to talk to you about the reality of the book business. And, you know, the reality is just because you write a book doesn't mean it will sell. It doesn't mean anyone will be interested in reading it. And it's not to discourage anyone, but it's to give you a little bit of the reality of writing and publishing a book. So what I like to help people with is to discover what their purpose is for writing their book, and how can they marry that with their passion? Because if you do those two things, you have a better chance of writing a higher quality book that someone might want to read. And so that's one of the first things to get real about. When you're sitting down, maybe you've written a few chapters, maybe it's all in your head. I hear that a lot. I haven't written the book yet, but I know exactly what it's going to say, and it's all in my head. So before you put that book out and actually publish it, it's really important to understand what your purpose is. What's the purpose for this book? Are you writing the book for entertainment? Is it a fiction? Is it a fantasy? Are you writing the book? Is it a self-help book? Maybe you stopped drinking and you didn't go to AA. You did the more non-traditional approach and you want to write a self-help book about your journey. And the purpose in writing that book is maybe you can help some other people as well. You know, I'm working with a large group of authors right now on several different horse books. And I'll give you some examples with that. The purpose of these horse books is to talk about the different type of work they're doing with horses, more of a spiritual healing work. And it's completely groundbreaking. It's work that hasn't really been seen yet out there. And they're doing some amazing things with this type of program. And so the purpose for writing the book is to show a different possibility with working with horses. You don't even have to ride the horse. They're showing a totally new concept of how horses can be used in healing, and not only professionally, but personally, and how horses are such spiritual beings, and how they're raising consciousness and all of these different things. So their purpose is to get this message out. And how would you marry it with a passion? So, for example, with the horse books, okay, their passion for writing these horse books is that they're passionate about raising consciousness. They're passionate about educating people that horses are not just this subservient animal, that they are spiritual beings and that they can help humanity. They're passionate about stopping abuse to animals, not just horses, but animals in general. So if someone learns a new way to be with horses through their book, then, you know, maybe someone will go out and rescue a horse. Maybe if someone sees neglect or abuse with a horse and they have, looked at things in a different way, maybe they'll stop it. You know, there's a lot of people who've gone through years of psychotherapy and haven't gotten any help. And maybe someone who reads that horse book that, you know, can find healing through some of this horse therapy work that they're involved in. So the passion of helping people, of helping the animals, that energy is going to reach the reader. And that's when the magic happens. A lot of times people just write a book because, oh, I want to tell my life story. You know, how is that your purpose and your passion? You know, maybe the person who wrote this wants to write the self-help book that I talked about, who stopped drinking with alternative health and non-traditional methods and found a happy life with sobriety. Maybe their passion is they grew up in an alcoholic family and they're passionate about helping kids who, you know, were abused by alcoholic parents. And the more people that read this book, just might be unlocked in their adulthood if they were abused by alcoholic parents, and they might find healing even though they failed at AA or a traditional type of sobriety program. So those are two big things. I talk to new authors all the time. I am buried in manuscripts that come across my desk through our submissions process, which all publishers are now, because I think with the revolutionary world of publishing and how things have changed, more and more people are writing books, and they are more people are inspired that they can actually get their book published now. So it's interesting when I'm reading these manuscripts, I can tell the authors who never thought about the purpose and passion. So please, if you are writing a book, take the time to write it down. Now, I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that have never wanted to write a business plan. And there's a lot of writers out there that would never want to write a book plan or even jot down their purpose and passion. It makes a big difference. So, you know, really take that seriously, because that will really determine the tone and the success of your book. Because as you're writing, look at each chapter. Is this really, you know, what the purpose of this book is? Or did I just go on a rant or go off on a tangent? You know, I'm passionate about opening people's minds spiritually, but, you know, I've brought in some pretty negative experiences in this book that doesn't really bridge my message with opening people's minds spiritually. Maybe I need to rewrite these experiences to help with my passion about opening people's minds. So as you go through your book and as you write your chapters, keep in mind, do it, you know, like a gut check. You know, is this, am I going along the purpose and passion of this book? You know, this little tip will make your book so much better. And a lot of first-time authors don't take the time to edit. They don't take the time to write revisions, and they don't take the time to really define purpose and passion. So that is my big tip for today, is to write that down. If you are writing a book, or maybe you've written a book already, but it really didn't do much, and you'd like to write a second book, you know, think about, who are you writing the book for? You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I'm not writing the book to make any money. You know, I'm not doing this for the money. So that is always a little bit of a red flag for me, because they're not, what, you know, my response as a publisher is, then why don't you give your royalty to charity and tell me which charity you want me to write your royalty check to every quarter? Because, you know, the truth is, a lot of people would like to have a multiple stream of income, an additional stream of income from their books that they write. And, you know, think about what message you're sending to the universe, what message you're sending in your book. You know, think about, hey, this book is my gift to the world. And you know what? I can receive some compensation for giving information on spirituality or entertaining somebody with a fictional book. I can receive that. So that's a little bit of a conflict. You know, think about not only your purpose and passion for writing the book. Why are you writing the book? Are you writing it because if there are people out there that it's their spiritual service to the world, and they really do send their royalties to a charity, but 99.9% of the people I talk to want to receive their royalties. So are you doing it because it's going to help grow your business? Maybe, you know, you're a life coach and you're writing a book about the tools and methods you use in your personal life. I'm working with an author now who's a life coach who did amazing things. And she, you know, really wants to get the word out about how she used the tools in her coaching for her own life to conquer swimming to Alcatraz and climbing Kilimanjaro and all these things with that she accomplished in her life using her tools. So this is a way to get the word out. Maybe you're writing the book because you're like a lot of people that come to me and say, I just want to throw it up on Amazon and get rich. I'm just kidding. Actually, I have been told that, but usually people have a little bit more, you know, well, less superficial reason. They just want to throw a book up and get rich. So, you know, think about why you're writing this book. And also write down any kind of conflicts you might have about it, like the money thing. That's a total conflict. Let me give you an example about the money thing and to just kind of put it into perspective. You know, I like to use this example in some of my business coaching, but it really pertains to the book coaching as well. So imagine you're a plumber. And you installed a faucet a sink faucet in their kitchen for a customer. And what would that plumber do? The plumber wouldn't say, I'm not doing it for the money. They would be very neutral in their energy and they would write you a bill or give you an invoice and say, you know, that was $250 for the service. And they have no problem receiving the money and they're on their way. But yet an author who could write a life-changing book that could really be a contribution to humanity has a problem and resistance receiving a $3 royalty per book sold. Do you see where I'm going with this? Be in that place of neutrality. You know, if people like your book and you receive $3 to $5 royalty for them receiving some kind of benefit from reading your book, why not? You know, you entertained them, you inspired them, you changed their life. You had them look at the world through different eyes and maybe open their mind. So, you know, try to be okay about receiving a royalty for your book, because when you release that piece of it, then you'll be, you know, more in alignment on why you're writing the book. There will be an easier energy about it. It's just amazing how doors can open when you don't have that internal conflict about money, and you'll be able to just really enjoy the process once the book is on the market. So if you do have conflicts with money, we'll probably be doing a money show on this coming up this year, because this is a big conflict for a lot of us out there who are healers and spiritual people, you know, receiving the money. That's a big thing. But try to be okay with that. And we're going to be taking a short break soon. When we come back, we're going to talk about some tips on getting through writer's block. You're always welcome to call this show. So for the new listeners out there, you know, dial in. It has all the number is on the bbsradio.com homepage. We'd love to hear from you if you're writing a book or have writer's block. And we will be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com. Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So if you want to call into the show today, call us at 1-888-627-6008. Okay, so please bear with me, everyone. This is the first show on BBS, so we're going to. If I have a few little technical glitches, I'm just learning the system here. So anyway, before we left for break, I wanted to talk to you guys just kind of about the reality of writing a book, a little bit about the book business. We're going to get into the writer's blocks and, you know, overcoming some of those self-doubts. And we talked a little bit about receiving money. That's a huge block for people. So the way I look at it is, you know, if I receive a $3 or $5 book royalty, hey, great. You know what? I gave that person something of value. And so when you're writing your book, and if you're on purpose and you're, you know, really passionate about your book and how it's going to either help people or inspire people, maybe entertain, you won't feel as much of a conflict of receiving a little bit of royalty from that. Now, be aware that most people don't make much money off of books. The statistic out there is that 97% of self-published authors never sell over 105 books. So that's kind of a reality check. To get a higher quality book written if you're going to be a self-published author, and also how important marketing is for your book. But if you don't have a quality product, you're not going to want to go on the radio. You're not going to do the book signings and the other type of marketing programs, guest speaking engagements, if you're not proud of what you created. And so don't just be proud of what the book cover looks like. Make sure you're proud of what's inside that book cover, because that's, you know, that's what this is all about, getting a quality product out and getting the message to the people. You know, that's what the book is for. So a lot of times, and this is a really interesting feedback that came up today, is that some people never publish their book or finish writing their book because they don't feel like they're bringing anything new to the table, or they're writing a book about yoga or meditation, or and they think, oh, there's already just hundreds of books about yoga, or there's hundreds of books out there about meditation. I have a different opinion about that. I have a little different take on that. I see it as the exact opposite. If there are 100 books on the law of attraction, maybe I already read The Secret and that didn't do it for me. Maybe I wanted something more. I'm going to probably look for more if I was interested in the law of attraction, for example, because that's something pretty much everybody's heard of by now. And I've read The Secret, and I'm looking for more in-depth information. You know what? As a reader, I'm going to be really happy that I found Esther and Jerry Hicks' Law of Attraction book. Or I'm going to be really excited that I wanted something more in-depth and I could find someone else's book about the Law of Attraction and how they used it maybe for a specific thing. Maybe it's law of attraction for your small business. Maybe it's law of attraction to meet your soulmate. You know, there's millions of things you could write about off of the topic of law of attraction. You know, there's over 300 million people in the U.S. and we're reaching almost 8 billion worldwide. I'm sure that there's someone out there, or even a group of people out there, that would benefit from your book. So don't hold back putting your message out just because you think it's already been done. You know, you're going to have a different energy. You're going to reach a different group of people. You know, maybe you don't really reach anyone with your first book, but if you never wrote that book about yoga, it would have never opened the door to help you write your second book, which was the big one, maybe your second or third book is the book that really is your purpose in life, is your mission, your destiny to write. So try not to hold back with that, because I look at it like music. It's a creative process. It's a gift to the world, music. I might not like every piece type of music out there, but that's a creative process, which leads me into why I'm doing the work I do and why I'm dedicating a show about writing a book and writer's process and blocks, is that this is my personal opinion. I will never try to mandate anyone believe what I believe. I believe we all are different in that spiritual belief system. But in my belief system, I believe in the Creator. And I believe that we are a product of God, the Creator. That's my personal belief system. I will never impose it on anyone. So for the new listeners out there, please, you'll get to know me better through these upcoming shows. But as a product of the Creator, I feel I am a creator. I'm a co-creator. I'm a creator being. I believe that all of us are creator beings of light. And so a book is a perfect way to create. I don't feel that any of us are truly experiencing the human process on this earth unless we're creating. And how many people out there are so busy working, paying the bills, taking care of kids, running their businesses, and they're not creating? Maybe they're creating things for other people through their work, and that's wonderful. But how many people are stuck or blocked in their life? You know, writing a book is a creative process. It's like painting a picture. You may never sell the picture. You may never be a famous artist. But in the process of creating, the energy starts flowing. Blocks in other areas of your life are dissolved. I believe writing a book is opening doors for you in so many different ways that you can't even imagine. And so I believe that we don't have enough books out there. I read an article in the New York Times recently, and this journalist is actually a contributor on a regular basis to the New York Times. So he is a professional journalist, and he said, I've written 14 books. I can't make a living off of the 14 books I've written, even though I'm a professional writer and journalist. And I'm telling all of you new authors out there, don't waste your time. Don't, you know, clutter the online booksellers with your book. Don't do it. And, you know, I am the exact opposite. I am definitely an environmentalist. So I love the print on demand concept, which means all of you authors out there, if you only sell 100 books, they only print 100 books. They only print it as you go. So you're not wasting trees and going out there and printing 10,000 books and you only sell 100 copies. So the print on demand concept eases me a little bit as an advocate for being a conservationist with our natural resources. So, you know, why not put that book out there? Why not? It can go online. It doesn't cost that much to publish a book. And maybe through the process, you will get those creative juices going and open up new opportunities. You know, as the creative beings that we are, we should be creating every day. You know, if it's not writing a book every day, do something creative. Okay. And you might get writer's block from time to time. It happens to professional best-selling, New York Times best-selling authors. Everyone gets writer's block. You just have to push through it. You know, I gave you an example with the plumber. Does he say, I have plumber's block? I can't show up and put the faucet in your sink today? No, he pushes through it, right? So if you're going to be serious and you want to be paid for your book and you want to be a professional published author, take it serious. You don't have to be an award-winning author your first book out, but, you know, set some time. Set some time in your day. I hear a lot of times from people who I do one-on-one writing coaching and also group writing coaching because it's more affordable for some people to do a group call. And with the coaching, you know, a lot of people say, I don't have the time. That is one of the biggest things that I hear. And let's break it down, okay? Simple math can set you free in so many ways. I think that's a book I'm going to write someday, actually. But let's break this down. Let's say you want to write a book, or you've written a book, but it's not good enough. You need to, you know, rewrite it. It's maybe, you know, in a drawer on your hard drive, and you know you're going to have to rewrite it. All right. If you just get up early, 1 hour early a day, and set that hour for writing. Create the space, get up before the kids get up before the wife or the husband or the significant other, your partner, before the chaos of the day starts. 1 hour a day. Get your cup of tea, your cappuccino, whatever it is to make you happy to be up early. And if you just write one page a day for that hour, just say that's all you can get out is one page. In 6 months, you will have 180 pages written for your book. And that's not quitting the day job. That's not neglecting your family. That's not giving up your exercise routine. That's just 1 hour a day, one page a day. Now, morning is the best time to write typically because you're fresh and you are not, your mind is not on, you know, the emails you have to return and the phone calls and all of that that happens during the workday. Now, if you take the second 6 months and keep that hour, work on those 180 pages and just use it to edit out something that doesn't go back to your purpose and the passion you had for writing your book. You edit things out, you can add to it. Even if you just work on one page a day, you'll get good. So your second 6 months, I think you'll be able to hit more than one page in an hour. Maybe you have to rewrite something. Maybe you're missing a chapter. You discover that through your editing process of your second 6 months. So in 1 year, your book will be finished. A lot of people take 5 years, 10 years to write a book. I don't think it has to take that long at all. Actually, you could write a very quality book in 3 months if you really wanted to. I've known people who've been really, they dive really far into it and they dedicate a month and they'll write a book. But let's just say you don't have the time to write for several hours a day. 1 hour a day can get that book out. So please try to think of that, you know, try to open your mind about how you can write and where you can write. You know, with me, a lot of times I will write, I'll work on one of my books while my daughter's in ballet class, you know, working mom. I'm running a publishing company working on everybody else's books, right? From 8 to 6 at night, every Monday through Friday. It's like, when do I write my book? Well, you know what? Instead of watching TV, or when inspiration, you know, grabs you and nothing's going on, try to make that book a little bit more of a priority instead of just saying, I don't have the time. Now, another thing that people talk about, another writer's block is, you know, they don't know how to start. They're staring at that blank page and they panic and they're stuck. And You know, I think a lot of first-time authors get stuck with this because they think it has to be perfect. You might have to rewrite something 10 times. So think of it more as a brainstorming session when you write instead of editing it and it has to be perfect when you first write it, because that's really what the blank page block is that you expect it to be perfect. You know, so many times I've moved, you know, something that was in chapter 8 to chapter 2, you know, and that's the wonderful, you know, copy and paste feature on the computer. So just don't worry about it. Don't worry about the chapters. Don't worry about any of that. You might redo all of that in the editing process. Just start writing on whatever the energy is in that moment. Your book is this beautiful, energetic being. It's this gift. So instead of sending negative energy to it, like, I hate this book. I can't think of anything I can write. I'm staring at the blank page. I don't know what to do. Maybe you had an idea. Let's say your book is about gardening. And you were thinking, you know, the last chapter of the book was going to be about hydroponics or something. I don't know. And that's on your mind. Yet you haven't even written the first word of the first page of your book. But that's what's on your mind. Write that. Follow the energy of whatever is coming to the forefront. You can always move it to the back of the book. Write it down. You can reorganize the book later. You can edit it later. But just follow that energy. Maybe you hear something on the radio and you get an idea and you're like, wow, that should go in my book. But you don't really understand how, why, what, when, or where it will go in that book. Type it in your manuscript. Type it in red. You know, heard on radio show about the spiritual aspect of growing basil. I don't know. You're like, that's going to go in the gardening book. And write notes to yourself. Check references. Look and see if there's a book on it. Bibliography. You know, that is part of the process. So don't feel like it has to be perfect as you write it down. Another way to get over that writer's block is to keep a journal. You know, keep a journal for your book and everywhere you're at. And that's what I do. Like I said, when I'm at ballet or at soccer, I have little kids, you know, I'm always somewhere waiting at teacher conferences. I'm somewhere waiting always. Now, some people can type it into their iPhone. I like to put it in my little journal I carry with me in my purse. Do whatever you like. But what you want to do is just jot notes down as ideas come in your head. Because I guarantee you, if you get an idea about that gardening book and you're, you know, at the shopping mall buying shoes or something and you don't jot it down, you might lose that inspiration. That might be a little nugget for your book that makes your book a bestseller. You know, so pay attention when you're in that process. Pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to what inspirations are coming in. Maybe there's a book you always knew you'll write someday and you haven't even started writing it, but you get little ideas. Have a little journal set aside and just jot it down. You will be surprised. I did that for several years. And looking back at all my notes, I have 3 books. So, you know, and I thought I was just jotting down notes for one book. Another thing to do is, what are you thinking about your book all day? Are you thinking, oh, this is such a pain. I hate writing. You know, think about your thoughts. What kind of energy are you saying? I love my book. I love writing my book. Or are you thinking, oh, I hate this writer's block. I don't know how I'm going to get this book written. Pay attention to that, because if you're, you know, Dr. Emoto's done experiments where you send hate to water and rice and you send love to water and rice, and one turns like this dark, yucky muck and the other is like this beautiful clear water and fluffy rice. So let's point some positive energy to that book, okay? Because thoughts really do have an energy to them. And all of those negative thoughts are probably contributing to your writer's block. So we can talk about, we have a break coming up. We're going to talk more about writer's block, some tools and tips. Feel free to call into the station if you have a book and you have a question you'd like to talk about it. And thank you all for joining us today. We'll be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Hello. My name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Hello, I'm Lauren Skye, and I've been teaching people how to live a better life through meditation. I've developed a 7-lesson audio course called Meditation for Living. These energy skills will teach you to find peace within, to release stress and pain, and to create your life according to your true path. Isn't it time you start living the life you've always dreamed of? Visit laurensky.com. That's LaurenSkye.
Welcome back, everyone. So glad you're joining me today. We're talking about writing that book and the creative process of writing. You know, I believe it opens up so much for us energetically to write. And that's why I feel, you know, that 81% out there that feel they have a book in them, get writing. Even if you never publish it, start writing. There is such a creative process that happens. As I said before, in the last segment, I believe we are creator beings. I believe that is one of the gifts we have living on earth, is we can create, okay? And just as we can create beauty, we can create a little negativity too. We got to watch that and, you know, watch what thoughts you're sending your book. If you have a lot of negative stuff, self-doubt, you know, there's already books out there, all that negative self-talk, okay? If you need to write it all down, get it out of your head. Write it all down, burn it, do a little spiritual ceremony, you know, get rid of it, release it. Don't hold on to it, you know? And this brings me to another process that I like to do and that I share with some of my writing coaching clients, is that meditation, and again, this is part of my writing process that I hope you guys will embrace. Meditation time, some people, you guys are already scheduling time to meditate. You can schedule time to meditate with your book. Okay. And it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be an hour. It doesn't have to, it could be 10 minutes. 10 minutes of you sending love. This goes back to the loving thoughts and the research that's been done with loving words and thoughts, right? And so if you meditate with your book once a day, maybe you start your, you know, your hour that I said you might want to try to write that one page, maybe the first 10 minutes, you just send love to your book, okay? You meditate. You send love to yourself. you know, hey, you're doing a good job. You're spending an hour every day on this book. High five. Congratulate yourself. Maybe you're asking help from your spiritual guidance. Maybe you have angels you work with, spirit guides, God, Jesus, Buddha, anything that you, any type of spiritual work that you do outside of your book, you can ask for help writing. You know, I've personally had some amazing spiritual help with writing. Just inspiration that comes in your gut feeling. You can get into automatic writing. We'll probably do a show on that too, because I like that. But, you know, not to get too spiritual here, but this is a process, and it's very spiritual to write a book, and it's a very healing process. So, you know, if you're giving that 10 minutes for guidance, see what ideas pop into your head, jot it down. Just give gratitude to your book. If that's all you do, you don't have to pray or you don't have to really meditate. Just give gratitude in that 10 seconds of silence and giving energy to your book, okay? You'll be blown away. And I want emails and feedback. If anyone out there who listens to this show tries it, I'd love to hear from you about your experiences. Now, a lot of times people go through, and some people have come down on me in the spiritual world saying, don't call it a healing crisis, but it kind of feels like it, like you get this like healing. And I'm not trying to energize the word crisis or anything, but I think it kind of says it all. You have meltdown, you freak out. I feel like sometimes I'm a psychologist and also a spiritual advisor to my writers, because they all go through it. I don't care how many books they've written. It's there's like this little spiritual thing that happens. I went through a healing crisis when I wrote my first book. This is kind of funny. I freaked out putting my picture on the back of the book. I mean, I was just, my husband's like, you need a professional headshot. And I fought him on it. I don't want to hire. He's like, I found a photographer. I'm like, no, I'm not paying, you know, $500 for a headshot I don't even want. And the photographer's like, I'll take essential oils. And my book was about essential oils. So, I mean, the universe was just laying it out and making it the easiest headshot I could even ever ask for. And she was just dynamite photographer. I mean, I was terrible. She had to play like Stevie Nicks and to calm me down during the photo shoot. I tell you, it must have been some past life stuff, or I don't know, but I did not want people to know about my spiritual side and how I work with businesses, with the different spiritual and energy work that I do. And I had meltdown. It took me 3 months to be able to put that picture on the back cover. And so, you know, I've gotten through that, but think of the healing I went through. I probably would have never been on the radio if I didn't write the book and put my picture out there. Now I don't care if my picture's out there. So I had a healing journey through my book. Now, did it really matter if anyone bought my book or not? You know, now I'm on the radio. Now I'm running a publishing company. There's so many doors that open just from me taking the step to write my first book. I'm hoping this will inspire you. I'm hoping that if you worry that everybody's going to criticize you about you, what you wrote in your book, that you can get through that healing process and not worry about what other people say or think. Because let me tell you something. Here's a little secret. They really don't care. Everybody's so worried about themselves. They don't care about what you say as much as you think they do. You know, sure, you might have the critics. Okay. Think of it this way. The really famous people out there have more critics than anybody, right? The, you know, any author, any celebrity movie star, for, you know, there's probably one critic for every 1,000 fans they have. Don't worry about it. I look at it this way. The more critics I have, maybe the more I'm getting out there, right? And so maybe the more I'm helping other people that can hear my message. So don't worry if your friends or family, you know, criticize you. I probably would not try to get their approval. You know, of course, it's nice if your mom says, oh, I'm so proud of you for writing that book, or if you have some support from your spouse. Yeah, that's great and everything, but write it for you, okay? Write it for your purpose, your passion. What are you passionate about? Get that message out there, because it doesn't matter if there was 100 books written about alcoholism and going sober. If you reach 10 people that try the methods you tried, and now they're not in depression, they're not suicidal, they didn't lose their family, or they're not abusing their kids because of alcoholism, don't you think it's worth it? And you did it for yourself. You know, you healed yourself through writing that book. I truly believe that writing is a healing journey. So, you know, don't beat yourself up. If it takes you 3 months to get a picture on the back cover, that's okay. You know, if it takes you 3 years to write the book, but you are doing one page a day, or you're putting energy into your book somehow, you know, once a week, maybe that's all you can do. Do it for yourself. It's part of the creative process, like I said, and there's so much energy that will start flowing in other areas of your life. You will be completely amazed. So I talked about this a little bit earlier. Don't edit as you write. That stops the creative flow. That brings in judgment. That will kill your book. Don't judge your book and quit judging yourself as a writer. Do you know some of the most successful writers out there have 3-4 editors go through their book and rewrite it? Okay, so if you don't write it perfect, don't worry about it. Write it from the heart. Try to get in your heart center. Try to get out of your head. I have this a lot with my clients. They will be writing a business plan in their book because they want to show that they're professional out to the world. And then the reader is not going to connect, right? They want the reader, if you can get the reader to laugh, to cry, to get excited, to open their mind, what kind of emotion can you evoke in your book? Is it a happy book? Is it a sad book? Is it a heartwarming book? You know, even a self-help book can make me cry, you know, because if I see I read a personal story, and then I'm rooting for the author. You know, maybe it was like a really sad thing, but then they found help and now I'm rooting for them to succeed. Right. You know, so a book that I'm working with right now, it was, you know, this woman talked about some of the physical pain she went through to, you know, with a broken back and having to go to a triathlon. And all, I mean, and I'm thinking, I cannot make an excuse to go to hot yoga today. You know, I read that book and I was like, well, if she could do that, I can get out of my office for a while and go take a hot yoga class. So maybe get inspired, maybe get motivated. Maybe that's what the emotion you want to evoke in your book. So we only have a couple minutes left in the show. I've had so much fun talking about books. And I feel like there's a lot of you out there that are going to write a book. And I hope this show inspires you. If you want to listen to the show again, write down some of the tips. There's some really good coaching in here to help you get that book out, or share it with a friend, because we'll have free archives and on bbsradio.com. You can get subscribed to iTunes like you did for my show that I had at my old station. You can get the podcast sent to your iTunes account every week. So I hope you join me next week. We're going to have some really fun topics on the show to help you, you know, reach for what you're going for in life. And I hope that this show has been a contribution and you look at writing your book in a different way. And I hope I see a lot more books come out, because, we got to change the world, right? And your book just might be the one to do it. And you know what? Even if it doesn't change the world, I bet writing that book changes your life. So thank you all for joining today. If you want to connect with me, go to reachfortradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I always give away lots of free gifts on my show. So make sure to get in touch, and we will be talking to you next week. Thank you all. God bless and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.